seven nations. Maybe you've been told that have most of the money and therefore run the globe. The richest of them all does almost anything it wants. One of its current scams is called Plan Pueblo Panama. Well, the rulers took a notion in the year of 44 from their history, combining corporate dominance and war. They formed the World Bank and they formed the IMF. The new colonialism would be called development. Well, the World Bank had a child and they named it IDB, and it ran loose through the hemisphere creating poverty. It funded much destruction, forced the people into debt. Now Plan Pueblo Panama shows they aren't done quite yet. Well, it starts in Puebla, Mexico, and travels south from there, building highways and railroads and sweatshops everywhere. Upward soon to Michigan and into Canada, it's the trade route for the gringos, Plan Pueblo Panama. Well, they're cutting down the forest, dumping poison in the sea, and they're damming up the rivers, making all the people flee. They're blowing up the mountains, digging craters down for gold, and they're talking about democracy while slaves are being sold. Now from Juarez down to Alta, you can hear the rattling chains, making t-shirts, toys, and sneakers for export to the States. The farmers can grow coffee, cotton, flowers, and cocaine, protected by the death squads trained at the SOA. In the foggy mountain paradise or on the sunny beach, cheap labor and free markets are always within reach. Like a giant arm outstretching, keeping everybody down, it's called Plan Pueblo Panama and it's happening right now. Well, the world has seven nations, maybe you've been told, that have most of the money and therefore run the globe. Their prosperity was gained through trickery and blood, like their latest scam for profits, Plan Pueblo Panama.